This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed. Robin Witten is with me, and we are talking about golden voices. And today's golden voice is, you said it yesterday, but you get to say it again since you're the publisher.
Marin Ireland is our new golden voice, and we celebrate her today with some wonderful things about her. And also, you will be talking to her later this month.
Yeah, well, people will hear. I have the conversation, but people will hear it later this month. Yes, she is a wonderful narrator. She is somebody who just disappears, whether she is on television, where people may have seen her, or on stage, where people may have seen her, or in movies, where people may have seen her. She's an extraordinarily busy actor. And in audiobooks, she just becomes one with the text.
Absolutely. And she can really disappear into complicated stories with all kinds of characters. And she is just, you know, like the puppet behind orchestrating.
Yeah. And she mostly does fiction, but a wide range of fiction.
Yes. We've got some examples. Nothing to See Here,
which I love. Yeah,
which was such a crazy story. It's an Earphones winner and an Audie winner for Best Female Narrator. She has done a lot of Frederick Bachman's titles in Bear Town and Anxious People.
Oh, she is so good in Bear Town. That series, she is so wonderful. And so if you listen to that as compared to Nothing to See Here, so subdued because, you know, it's Scandinavian. There is that kind of standing back half a step, let's say. And she conveys that beautifully. Her narration of that is really something else.
Yeah, it's very hard to say what it is because she brings the characters forward so much and she just enlivens them to make them so prominent in the listener's mind.
And at the other end of the spectrum is Sleeping Beauties by Stephen King and Owen King. Oh, my Lord. I mean, her narration of that is, well, it's an insane story. And those characters are big. They're, you know, they are huge. And she embraces it. It's really something.
Really. Just this incredible range. And I have enjoyed listening to her. There just seems to be no end to the innovations that she brings to the voices and the kind of sense of making the characters alive.
Exactly.
Well, I hope that, you know, everyone will explore some of her titles, and we should maybe play a little bit of Nothing to See Here by Kevin Wilson.
Yeah, okay. I'm all for that. That is Marin Ireland narrating Nothing to See Here by Kevin Wilson.
I looked like a gladiator in some old bad movie. I found a nearly empty tube of Neosporin in the medicine cabinet and rubbed it all over my face like a beauty treatment.
You have any other clothes?
Bessie asked me. And I remembered that I was soaking wet, my shoes squeaky with pool water.
I do not, I told them.
And just then, Carl appeared with the first aid kit. He was also holding a muumuu, swirling greens and yellows and maybe purple in there. What is that? I asked him. I got it out of Mrs. Cunningham's closet, he replied. I thought you might need to change. I'll just wear my wet clothes, I said. Don't be dumb, okay, he said. Put it on. It's a muumuu, I said.
Gran-gran calls them tea dresses, Bessie offered.
I liked Bessie okay right then, even though she'd tried to bite my fingers off.
This is a great clip because you get to hear all the different characterizations that she has to give forth into this book, which the premise is Lillian is just meeting the two kids she's supposed to take care of, and they're twins, Roland and Bessie, who have the unusual dilemma of bursting into literal flames when they are incensed about anything.
Right. And it's a little hard to tell. I mean, it just is such an intriguing topic. And you get a little bit of sense about those children. And I think Marin has said that they are some of her favorite characters. You know, when you ask her, what are the memorable characters in all the audiobook she's done, these twins from Nothing to See Here are right at the top of the list.
As they should be. They are memorable. They are certainly seared in my mind, and I didn't even narrate it.
Yes. So it's, you know, the way Marin can switch between the characters is so fluid. There's so much to listen to.
There is. And are there other books by that she's narrated that you would recommend?
Well, I think Leave the World Behind. And also, she did a wonderful job with Emma Straub's This Time Tomorrow. I think we have the link to her audiography in the show notes.
And of course, people can always go to audiophilemagazine.com and click on narrators and find her there.
Right. And listen to your conversation with her coming up in a couple weeks.
Robin, thank you so much. I will talk to you tomorrow when we're talking about Golden Voice, Nicholas Bolton.
All right. We will. Thank you.
Okay. Dreamscape Publishing is celebrating Audiobook Month with exciting giveaways. Learn more on their social media channels or on their website, dreamscapepublishing.com. And then follow Behind the Mic wherever you get your podcasts and leave us a rating on Apple because it helps people who love audiobooks to find us. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.